This is Portland Pilots Basketball on 910 ESPN Portland.
Jason Swigart, Xavier Hallinan back here at the Child Center wrapping things up. Thanks to Coach Leggins and Moses Wood for dropping by here in the AAA of Oregon postgame show. And just some good veteran leadership from Moses Wood. He never seems to get rattled out there, and that's starting to permeate through this team. We'll get some final thoughts from X here in just a few moments, but let's get into tonight's post-game highlights as we start things off. Once again, the Pilots able to grab hold of things early on in this one, and it was Moses Wood leading the way.
Wood now goes on Douglas, gets by him, lobs it to Zoe at the rim. Oh, a series of beautiful pump fakes and lays it in with a left hand.
Great up and under out of the big man. Hasn't seen too much time with the ball there on the block. Got a good move going there.
You love the patience he exerted and letting them fly by and getting the easy lay-in. 8-3 Pilots. That was 4.5 minutes into the game. Again, Moses Wood recognizing the mismatch and gave it to Big Zoe down there. He would have 6 straight points there in a little mini run. After that, though, it was Chris Austin who was very, very physical and exerting himself down in the paint.
Left wing Austin driving right down the paint. Oh, he laid it up and in. Hit the deck.
There it is.
Thought about dunking it and saw a defender at the last minute.
He looked at the rim eye to eye.
10-point lead for the Pilots midway through the first half, hoping that they could really blow something open early. The leading scorer of the game was Tyler Robertson. He started to find the range.
Wood. With Devinish tagging him all the way up the floor, finds Robertson, shovels it to Perry, back to Robertson, left corner three, catch and shoot is pure.
He didn't hesitate at all with that one. He knew that one was going there.
Yeah, he wanted that one.
Up 11 at that point, and the Pilots would hold a lead most of the way at that level, and it was 8 going into the halftime break. Robertson came right out in the second half and continued his hot shooting.
Turns the corner, gets down the left side, throw it back. Robertson wide open for 3. There it is.
Great way to start the half. Driving kick to a shooter, knocked down.
Then he found his buddy, Moses Wood.
Comes through the paint, finds Robertson. Right corner to Wood. That one's good. Robertson and Wood now finding the range in the corners. 44-32.
You thought the Pilots were set to put it out of the way, but Morgan State continued to hang around. Chika Nduka, the freshman off the bench, found himself open at the right time.
He's trying to back in on Devinish. Now finds Nduka at the free throw line. That 15-footer is good. Chika's first bucket.
He told us last game, post game, that was in a part of his repertoire.
He'd have another crucial jumper later on. From there, the guys continued to work, and it was a finishing touch for Jack Perry, who had missed his first 3 threes but found himself alone in the corner with the shot clock running down.
Stuck in the corner, kick it out to Robertson. Somebody's got to shoot. Perry's going to have to pump fake, gets it off to beat the buzzer. There it is, and he's fouled. Chance for a 4-point play. Perry didn't panic. And that's a graduate transfer.
So from there, it got a little bumpy and rugged. A lot of fouls, a lot of chippiness down the stretch. The Pilots were able to make enough free throws to close this one out, 74-63.